Life in the Word Ministries presents Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis. The series topic is It's a Mind Thing. Now, it's time to renew your mind with the Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning to those that are listening and watching and signing on and coming in. We thank God for you on today. We have another mindset that we're going to talk about today. The mindset of my future is determined by my past and present. We're going to be talking about the wilderness mindset and how this falls under the wilderness mindset. So we thank God for those of you that's going to be listening and watching on today. We thank God for you that's going to be participating with your words and chatting and letting us know what you're getting out of it. So we welcome you to today to Life in the Word, Teaching All Nations broadcast.
Listen, you're going to have to trust God. He'll come through for you. Stand on his promises. I got something for you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for you on today. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for your presence. We bless the Lord for just being a blessing to us. I want to say thank you to those who have been sowing and giving. I've been getting phone calls from people telling me about the messages and how they're being blessed. This is what it's about. This is what I love to do. I love to teach. I love to share what God gives me. I love to help people to learn, to grow. Hallelujah. But it's about that mindset. It's about making the right decisions. It's about wanting to grow, wanting to mature. And we've talked a lot about a lot of mindsets. And we got a couple of more, and then we're going to shift on into healing and deliverance. So we're going to kind of tie this all in together, because even with healing and deliverance, it goes back to the heart and it goes back to the mind. But we're going to talk today about a new mindset. This mindset falls up under the wilderness mindset. And it says, this is a person who thinks my future is determined by my past and my present. This is a person who is allowing their past and their present to dictate to them, to tell them that their future is not going to be what God wants it to be. They're not going to come out of situations, and they're stuck in the past and they're stuck in the present. I had a coworker to tell me that their son had said to them about the past. It's so profound. He says, my past may remind me, but it does not define me. Too many of us are allowing our past to define us. Hallelujah. Yes, your past is going to remind you of things. Some things good, some things bad. Hallelujah. Some things pleasant, some things unpleasant. But our past does not define who we are in God. We're going to go through some things. We're going to experience some things. But from those things, we learn. We learn to do better. We learn to be better as we surrender to God, as we yield to God, as we allow God to renew our mindset through his word and through the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm so excited, hallelujah, about what God is doing in the lives of his people. For those who are open to God, God is here to deliver. He's healed. He's here to heal. He's here to save. He's here to set free. He's here to renew your mind and heal the heart. But like I said, we're going to talk today about the mindset of my future is determined by my past and present. This is not me confessing this, but this is the mindset of some people. So we're going to use in our topic today, we're going to talk about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. God had delivered them from Egypt, and he had allowed them to go through some things because he had to get out of them a wilderness mindset. And we're going to talk about some other mindsets that fall up under that wilderness mindset. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 2. So for those of you who have your Bibles, I'm asking you to turn to Deuteronomy. That's in the Old Testament, one of the five books of the law of the Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2. It is only 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea on Canaan's border. Yet Israel took 40 years to get beyond it. It took them 40 years to go a journey that was originally for 11 years. And we're going to get into why it took 40 years. Holly, because God had to get a wilderness mindset out of them. And one of them that we're talking about today is people have the mindset that their future is determined by their past and the present. And there are people listening and watching. Some people have this mindset. They're still stuck in the past and stuck in the present. They're not looking and believing God for the future. And we're going to talk about the Israelites as an example during this message on today. So those of you coming on, God bless you. Thank God for you. Share this. Tell someone about it. But today we're talking about the mindset of a person's mindset says a future, their future is determined by their past and by their present. So we read here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, that the Israelites, after they were delivered out of Egypt, hallelujah, 400 years of slavery, not completely 400 years, because a Pharaoh rose up that did not know Joseph. And we don't know exactly, you know, how, when the bondage and all of that started, but it was for a long, long time. And so we know that they were in bondage and in slavery for a long, long time and was abused for a long, long time by the Egyptians. And so God delivered them out of Egypt through Moses and through Aaron. And now he's getting them to the promised land that God promised to Abraham. He promised to Isaac. He promised to Jacob. He promised to Moses. He promised the promised land, the land of Canaan, the land of milk and honey. And we talked about this last week when Moses sent the 12 spies into the land of Canaan to spy it out. And they 10 came back with a negative report, whereas 2 came back with a good report that with God, they could take the land. But God had to do something in the mindset of the Israelites in order for them to be able to go in, take the territory and appreciate it. A lot of times we're wondering, God, why haven't you blessed me with this? Why haven't you done this? And God is saying, but I got to change your mindset. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray right now, hallelujah, that God would touch everyone watching, that our minds would get in agreement and in alignment with God's word for our life, and that we would not allow the past or our present situations that's negative or uncomfortable to keep us from believing of a good future that God has promised us, that he says in Jeremiah 29 and 11. He's promised us a future. He's promised us a hope. And some translation says he's promised us an expected end. And it's not God's will to do evil unto us. But I'm getting excited. But so we're going to move on. So the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, making what was only supposed to be an 11-day journey. 11-day journey turned into 40 years. And we're going to talk about why. Hallelujah. Some say, was it the enemy of the Israelites? Was it the circumstances? Well, could have been. Or was it the trials that they were going through? All of those play a good part. But really, it went back to the way they were thinking. They had the wrong mindset. They had a wilderness mindset. A wilderness mindset, part of it says, I'm here. I'm stuck in this situation. I'm just going to, you know, just deal with it. Nothing. People think this way. They think nothing better is going to come. We keep going around the same mountain. Deuteronomy 1 and 6. God is saying to them, he says, you have dwelt long enough on the same mountain. It's time to move on. So they got stuck in the wilderness, not only physically in the wilderness, but they got stuck in a wilderness mindset, which is a wrong mindset and is contrary to a godly renewed mind. Hallelujah. God is saying to us today, aren't you tired of going around the same mountain? Same mountain of fear, same mountain of worry, same mountain of hopelessness, same mountain of bad decisions, same mountain of bad relationships. Aren't you tired of going around the same mountain? Well, let me tell you today, in order to come from around that same mountain, your mindset has to change. It goes back to the way we think. We don't want to accept it, but we have to take responsibility for, hallelujah, for a lot of the things that we go through in life, especially as adults. Now, children experience things that's beyond their control. But when we become adults, we have to take responsibility. If you want your life to change, your mindset got to change. If you want decisions to change, your mindset has to change. Hallelujah, it has to line up with the will and the word of God. How, Pastor? We got to get into this word, meditate on this word, dwell on this word, think on this word, hallelujah, and do what the word of God tells us what to do. Hallelujah. So I'm here to say to you, aren't you tired of going around the same mountain? Aren't you tired of going in and out of the same thing and dealing with the same situation? Hallelujah. Some say, I'm tired of this. But you know, I've learned from some people from back in the day, hallelujah, we don't make changes until we get sick and tired of the decisions that we make. It starts with the mind. We got to get sick and tired of this mindset, of the way we think. The way we think determines how we handle money, how we handle relationships, how we handle family, how we handle a job. Let me go here. How we handle ourselves, how we handle our relationship even with God. It goes to the mind. So God said to them in Deuteronomy 1 and 6, aren't you tired of going around this same mountain? Hallelujah. He was telling them, look, y'all been in the wilderness, what, 40 years? Aren't you tired? But we're going to learn and see that many of them that started out, they didn't make it to the promised land because they wasn't ready to change their mind. They couldn't have handled Canaan. They wasn't ready for the promised land. I'm here to tell you prophetically, the Lord is saying to you on today, some of you, God said, it's time to come from around that same mountain, that same situation. Some of you are going to have to make some hard decisions in the next few days. You're going to have to decide, should I stay in this or should I come out? You're going to have to say, God, what is your will? Is this helping me? Is this enhancing me? Is this relationship a blessing? Is it not? Is this what you call me to do? Am I in the right career? Am I in the wrong career? Am I doing the right business? God, am I in the right ministry? Because we got people, pastor, really not called a pastor. We got four pastors supposed to be evangelizing. We got people saying they prophet, they really teachers. Talk to me up in here. Hallelujah. The mindset has to change. So God is speaking to you on today. God said to some of you, aren't you tired of being in the same situation? It can change, but your mindset has to change. We read in Colossians 3 and 2, it says, set your mind and keep them set on what is above, things of God, heavenly things, godly things, not things on this earth, not things of this world. This world tells us it's about the moment. It's about now. The world will trick you into believing you're living just for the moment. No, you're not. You're living for eternity. And what you do in the moment and you live by that will determine where you spend eternity. Don't let the devil trick you and tell you that it's okay. I'm just living for the moment. I'm living for now. I'm living to enjoy my life. Yes, God wants us to enjoy life, but we still got to live, hallelujah, according to God's word, if we want to see him in eternity, if we want to spend eternity with him. This is a whole nother message, but it says in Colossians 3 and 2, set your mind on the right things. Philippians, I think it's 4:6-8, tells us to think on things that are pure and holy and righteous and just and lovely. Those things that are full of virtue and full of praise. Set your minds on those things. Set your mind on what God has promised you about your future, what God has promised you about your children and your family. Set your minds on it and don't change your mind away from what God has given you to do. We thank you, thanking those who are joining us and coming on. Today we're talking about one of the wilderness mindsets. And this mindset says that my future is determined. Many people believe that their future is determined by their past and their present, meaning they can't get past the past and they're stuck in the present. They're looking at the present and seeing how it looks and it doesn't look good to them. Wrong mindsets can affect our circumstances. Hear this in the Holy Ghost. Wrong mindsets can affect our circumstances. What do you mean? It can affect the decisions that we make. Thinking wrong can make our circumstances even worse, because if we got the wrong mindset and we continue to make bad decisions, wrong decisions, follow up with bad actions, wrong actions, speaking the wrong words, it's going to affect our circumstances. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Tells us in another scripture that we shall eat the fruit thereof. We're going to reap and we're going to see the manifestation of the things that we speak out of our mouth, whether good or whether bad. Galatians, I think it's 6, 7, and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that what shall he also reap. So we got to be careful of the words we speak, because it can affect our circumstances. And before we know it, we're making our circumstances worse than what they really are. Somebody talk to me. Somebody talk to me. Hallelujah. Put it up there. Hallelujah. Say, somebody say, God help me. Hallelujah. To quit speaking negative and ungodly about my circumstances. And hallelujah. We're going to talk about one of the things we need to do while we're going through them. Wrong mindsets can affect our inner life. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, we're to guard our heart. And in many scripture, the word heart and mind is synonymous in Greek and or Hebrew. It means the same. So sometimes when they say heart, they're really talking about that mind. Sometimes when they're talking about the mind, they're including the heart. And it says we have to be careful because wrong mindsets can affect our inner life. What do you mean? We think wrong, there's no peace, there's no joy, there's no hope. There's discouragement, there's fear, there's worry, there's anxiety. So our wrong mindset will affect our inner life. We got to watch what we are thinking. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about things that they were going through. And I said to them, I said, you know, it starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. Hallelujah. It starts in the mind. If you want to know why you're feeling what you're feeling, then look at what you're thinking, because it starts right there in the mind. Some people see things negatively because they have experienced bad things in their life and can't imagine things getting better. That's because these people have experienced so much negativity, bad things, trauma, just all kind of things throughout their life. So they're very negative. They don't have hope for the future, and they don't see with eyes of faith. Then we have people who talk negative because they just downright negative. Have you ever met somebody? They never have anything good to say. I mean, God could have just blessed them and they'll have something to say. God could have just blessed them with an unexpected check. Well, you know it came, but I don't know how long I'm going to have this. And I hope nobody don't ask me for no money. And there's some people, they just negative on the inside. They need deliverance. They need healing. We're going to talk about that in our next series. Hallelujah. They need deliverance. A negative outlook leaves a person miserable and unable to make progress towards their healing, deliverance, and freedom, and victory and breakthrough. A negative outlook will hinder us from progressing in the things of God. It will hinder us from progressing to better things in life, to our promised land. Most of the generation that the Lord called out of Egypt, as I said before, they never entered the promised land. They died in the wilderness all because of their wrong mindset. They grumbled, they complained, they murmured. They came against Moses, they came against Aaron. They whatever God said he would do, they would come against it. And it caused them to miss going into the promised land. There are many people that are saved, hear me in the Holy Ghost, that are saved and on their way to heaven, but they're not enjoying the journey. They're not experiencing the blessings of God, the peace of God. They're not experiencing that. They'll make it to heaven and find out because, hallelujah, they had that mindset. They missed out on a lot of things that God had for them while they were on this earth. So we got to come out of this mindset, this wilderness mindset that the Israelites had. They were complainers and murmurers and did different things. And we're going to talk about that. And they looked at their past and they looked at their future and they took that and they looked at their past and present and assumed that their future would not be better. Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. We have to have a vision for our future. I'm going to tell you what my vision is. My vision is I want to reach the nation with the word of God. And God is doing it through social media. He's making it making it easy in a way to reach other nations, reach other countries. That's why I named this broadcast Teaching All Nations. My heart is to reach other nations with the word that God has given me. Hallelujah. To give it the way God has given me. I learned a long time ago, don't compare yourself to nobody. Say what God gives you to say, the way he gives it to you, and you've done the will of God. So my vision is I want to fulfill my assignment in reaching nations and countries and communities with the word of God. I have a heart to want to see people free. I have a heart to want to see people delivered. I'm telling you, when you get free of some stuff, it is nothing like it. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say it's like a high you've never had before. That's the vision. And God is making it accessible through Facebook and YouTube and websites and all of these other ways of doing it, and StreamYard and Zoom and all of this stuff. He's making it easy for us to do that. So it's really no excuse. But that's a vision I have to fulfill the will of God. You've got to have a vision. And also, too, what God said to me, he said, yes, this is the desire I have for you, my daughter, and this is my assignment for you. He said, but you can't even be sidetracked because of what you've been through. And even now during the pandemic and different things happening, he said, you know, in your life and different things, he said, you cannot let the past, the negative stuff from the past and things that may not be going the way you want them to go now, keep you from not believing that the future, hallelujah, that I have for you is not going to be better. You cannot accept that. That's what the Lord told me. He said, I don't need you to be distracted by the cares of the world. I don't need you to be distracted by what is and what isn't. I don't need you to be distracted by who's going and who's not going. Preach the word, teach the word, proclaim the word, hallelujah, prophesy the word, hallelujah. And he said, you let me do the rest. And I want to encourage those of you that's looking at your past and your present, and it looks like it's not going to get any better. Keep doing the will of God, and God will bless. A lot of times he's waiting to see how faithful you are going to be when it doesn't look good. I'm here to tell you, I've been there, it's there in some cases. I'm saying, God, well, why hasn't this? And why? He said, you don't worry about that. You keep doing what I tell you to do. You preach the word. Well, who listens and who don't listen. You teach the word, who get and who don't get. You do what I say do. So I'm here to tell you, be encouraged. Keep doing what God has called you to do. Don't let your past or your negative present situation make you think that your future is not going to be what God has said it shall be. The Israelites had no positive vision for their lives. They had no dreams. They were stuck in the past. Hallelujah, was always reverting back. Moses, if we were still in Egypt, we would have food to eat. Hallelujah. Moses, if we were still in Egypt, we would have water to drink. Moses, if we were still in Egypt, we would have a roof over our heads. They forgot they was in bondage. They were slaves. That when a lot of this is what the enemy do. The enemy will have you stuck in the past, dwelling on what you thought was okay, but forgetting what wasn't okay. He'll have you stuck in the past and you become comfortable living in the past, even though it's miserable. We got people living in miserable situations that God is saying, I need you to come out of in your mind, and then your mind will drive your emotions and your actions and your decisions. We got people know they're in bad relationships, know they're in bad situations, but they're stuck in their past, in their mind, because the enemy is telling them, it ain't gonna get no better than this. If you leave, what you gonna do? Trust God. If you're a believer, if you're not, get saved and put your faith and trust in God. Oh my God, who is the Lord talking to today? They knew, the Israelites knew where they came from, but they did not know where they were going, because their present, they knew their past, they knew where they came from in Egypt, but their present at that time, when they didn't have water, and Moses had to speak to the rock, and God told him one time to strike the rock and do all of that, when God fed them with manna from heaven, and he provided for them every morning, and they got tired of that, and they complained, and they felt like, oh, is it going to ever get any better than this? Let me tell you something. The reason why a lot of people are stuck where they are is because of their mindset. God is trying to get them out of the wrong mindset. Everything was based on what they had seen and could see. This is the Israelites. 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us, What we see is only temporary. It's the things we don't see that's eternal. I have a friend and she says this so profoundly. She says, the things that I see is subject to change at any minute. Just because it looks negative now, bad now, dismal now, discouraging now, doesn't mean it's going to last. I heard somebody preach years ago, a delay is not a denial. I heard somebody else say, tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. I heard somebody say, tell yourself, I'm coming through this. I'm just going through. I'm passing through. I'm not here to stay. But they had no vision. You got to have a vision for your purpose. You got to have a vision for your assignment. Well, Pastor, where does that come from? It comes from God. What has God told you concerning your life? And it doesn't mean you got to be in a pulpit preaching. Doesn't mean you got to be in a pulpit teaching. But what has he given you? Focus on what the Lord has told you. Work towards that thing. Stay focused in Jesus' name. These people, they felt that their future will be ruined by their past. They felt because of what they went through in the past and what they were dealing with at the time, it was going to ruin their future. But what is that saying to us? We got to believe that Jesus came to set us free. Jesus came to give us breakthrough. Jesus came to heal us. Hallelujah. He says, I came, and I think Luke 4:18, to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Release them that are in prison. Hallelujah. That are bound up. I come to do that. God came, hallelujah, through his son, Jesus Christ, to set us free. We are not created to be in bondage. We are created to be free and to worship God. But we got to believe that God can set us free. We got to believe, hallelujah, that God can give us a godly vision for our life. So I want to challenge you this morning. Hallelujah, this morning. What is the vision God has given you? Not the vision of the enemy, not the vision of the world, not the vision of people. What vision has God given you? What is it God has told you to do? Don't let your past mistakes, past disappointments, past hurt, past pain, receive the deliverance and the healing power of God. Hallelujah. And believe and have eyes of faith that God, who is all powerful, all wise, all knowing, the ever present help in the time of trouble, he can and will deliver you. Oh, that's a whole nother sermon. We're going to get into that series next, healing and deliverance. We're excited about what God is doing. We must believe that our future is not determined by our past or our negative present situations. Remember, our past may remind us, but our past does not define us. Ooh, that's a mouthful right there. We got to get a new mindset. We got to believe that with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And that God, and we got to have faith in God and in his word. We cannot judge things correctly with our natural eyes. We got to learn how to see through the eyes of faith. Well, Pastor, how do I do that? The word of God. The word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith in what? Faith in his word. Faith in his power. Faith in his ability. Faith in his capability. Faith in who he is. Faith in what he said. We got, and all of that comes to getting in the word, finding out who God is and what he can do. So to be able to see, not with natural eyes, we got to see with eyes of faith. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to get in the word. Hallelujah. Some people said, I don't read real well. I tell you what, put the Bible on. Hallelujah. The Bible is on CD and it's on YouTube and all this. Get on there and listen to the Bible. Listen to the Bible. Hallelujah. And listen, put your headphones on, sit, be quiet and listen and meditate and listen to it over and over. Get a set of scriptures, get a book that you want to listen to and listen to it over and over till it gets into your spirit, gets into and begin to work on that soulish area. That's what I'm talking about. That's where deliverance takes place. Excuse me. It takes place in the soulish area. Hallelujah. But I want us to just, we got a little bit more we're going to talk about. But let's go to Numbers chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. Again, we're talking about the mindset that people have that their past and their present will determine their future. That's a wilderness mindset. Numbers 14, 2 and 3. All the Israelites grumbled and developed their situation. What did we just say? the things we think and what we say, it affects our circumstances. Listen what it says. All the Israelites, this is from New Living, grumbled and developed their situation. They grumbled and complained and made their situation worse. Hallelujah. Accusing Moses and Aaron, to whom the whole congregation said, "Would that we had in Egypt, or that we had stayed in Egypt, or that we had died in, or that we would die in this wilderness." So they're saying, wait a minute, Moses and Aaron, look, we're reflecting back to Egypt. Yeah, we were slaves and in bondage and being abused, but we had food to eat. We had water to drink. We had a place to stay, had a roof over our heads. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, why does the Lord bring us to this land? And now begins to, why did God bring us out here to fall by the sword? He just brought us out here to die. Or our wives and our wives and little ones will be a prey. Is it not better for us to return back to Egypt? Back in that past, that mindset of the past, they were very negative and they complained. Didn't have anything good, hallelujah, to say, because they were looking at their current situation and it did not look good. They were ready to give up, easily wanting to go back to bondage. Talk to me up in here. The wrong mindset will have you going back into some form of bondage and making you think that bondage is okay. That's a lie from the devil. God wants you free. But a lot of people don't want to do their part. I was talking to one of my mentors, awesome woman of God, awesome prayer warrior. She said, Pastor David, she said, some people don't want to participate in their deliverance, their healing. They don't want to participate in the renewing of their mind. They want to complain and murmur, hallelujah, and give up and go back. Come on. We have to have a made up mind that we want to be free. And it's going to take us doing our part. We talked about that lazy mindset. Hallelujah, that's a lazy mindset. Well, I don't want to read. I don't want to study. I just want somebody to pray over me and then I'll be free. I just want somebody to lay their hands on me and I'll be free. I want the pastor, the bishop, and the prophet to lay their hands on me and speak a word and I'll be free. That can be done in many cases, but to keep your freedom, you're going to have to do something. We got a lot of people been set free, but they did not maintain it because they didn't do their part. And the number one thing is they did not get in the word of God and pray. So they were very ready to give up. They were ready to give up, easily wanting to go back to bondage. They didn't want to press through. They didn't want to press through the wilderness. A lot of people don't want to go through. Oh, well, you mean I got to go through all this? And yes, God can do it. But let me tell you something about God. When it comes to deliverance and healing and all of this, there are things God has done everything for us, providing to us the way of salvation. That's done. Nobody has to come and do anything else for us to get saved. Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood. He rose with all power in his hand. He said, it is finished. All he asks is that we believe. But now, when it comes to us getting delivered and getting healed, our minds being renewed, he will help us. But there are some things we have to do ourselves. God is not going to make you be free. He's not going to make you want to be free. You got to want it and make your decision. He gave man the free will. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. He gave Adam and Eve free will. They chose to disobey and reap the consequences of that. But we play a part in our renewing of the mind, our healing, and our deliverance. So they complained and murmured. They gave up so easily. Don't give up. You have the Lord God as a believer on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Greater is God who is in you. Jesus Christ in you. Holy Ghost in you. Power of God in you. Than the Satan who is in the world. We have the Almighty God with us. He's on our side and he'll never leave us nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He's with you right now. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 and 4. Let's go to, hallelujah, bad thoughts produce bad attitude. Now, this is one of the main things that's causing a lot of people not to get what God is giving them. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verse 2 through 4. Those of you that's coming on, Holly, we're talking about the wilderness mindset. Well, some people feel that their past and their present, hallelujah, is affecting their future. It's ruining their future. That's a wilderness mindset. We're talking about the Israelites, hallelujah, as God had delivered them out of Egypt, hallelujah, and he was getting them to the promised land. What was supposed to be an 11-day journey ended up being 40 years. Because he had to work that wilderness mindset out of them. One of the first things he said, aren't you tired of going around this same mountain? We have to get to a place that we are tired of doing the same things that's causing us to have these same bad results, but we want a change. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 through 4. Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled together against Moses and Aaron. And the people contended with Moses and said, would that we had died when our brethren died. Because some people had died. Hallelujah. And now these people talking about we should have died with them. You know, we're talking about a mindset. Hallelujah. In the plague before the Lord. Because when the 12 spies went to the land of Canaan to spy it out, 10 came back with a negative report. And people supported them and believed them. And God allowed a plague, took them up out of here. Hallelujah. And why, in verse 4, and why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness? They're saying, why you brought us out here? Oh, why you got us out here in this wilderness, Moses and Aaron, that we should die here? We and our livestock? Now, God had did a miracle in the land of Egypt. He allowed 10 plagues to come and to defy 10 of the many gods of Egypt, because Egypt believed in, I mean, they had hundreds of gods that some of the theologians say and believe, but they had many gods, and each plague was against that a particular god to show Egypt, your God is not greater than God Jehovah. And they saw the miracle of God. They saw the supernatural move of God. They saw water turn to blood. They saw the locusts. They saw all of that. They saw God cause it to be straight up midnight for so many hours. They saw that. But yet when they got to these different places and they saw in some cases was no water, some cases no food, they forgot that God had been providing for them all along, even when Moses got them out of Egypt, and God was testing them to see, what are you going to do? But what did they do? They complained. They were ungrateful. They were unthankful. Talk to me in the Holy Ghost. God is saying to some of us, we got to be thankful. We got to start praising him in the midst of this. Even though we don't see what we want to see or we think we should see, God said we need to be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude. Let me tell you one of the quicker ways to not see God's blessing. Complain and be ungrateful with God. Complain to him about what ain't happening and what's not doing right, and not be appreciative for what he has done, or be appreciative for what he is doing. Hallelujah. That's one of the quickest ways not to see the blessings of God, is to be ungrateful. And let's look at this in our natural life. Look at this in our natural life. You do it for people. Now, you may not be able to do everything they want or how they like it, but you're providing for them. And then they have the nerve to be ungrateful. They have the nerve to be unthankful. Talk to me, parents. You got children, teenage children, and even some young adults in your house. And you're letting them stay there and providing. And they have the nerve to complain. Oh, no. You know, and that's how God is in a sense. He's not going to bless us if we're ungrateful. They were ungrateful. God had been providing for them, and they got to a place, and because they didn't see it right away, they begin to complain and murmur and be ungrateful and be unappreciative. It's just like with any of us. You do something for somebody, they don't even say thank you. They don't show some type of gratitude. You'd be like, well, I won't do nothing else for them. They ain't going to get nothing else out of me. You know what I'm talking about. And God, in a sense, is like, you know what? I'm not going to keep doing if you're going to be ungrateful. And we see that throughout the 40 years, people was dying off. He was taking them out because they was complaining. They was murmuring. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Because if it wasn't for his grace, some of us wouldn't be here today, because some of us have been we've been ungrateful when it comes to the things of God, because he hasn't done it the way we thought, or when he thought, or how we thought it should be. But we see here they were ungrateful, unappreciative. Didn't even say, thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far. Didn't even say, thank you, God, for the times you did provide. Well, instead of them saying, we thank you, Lord, you provided for us in Egypt. We know you're going to provide for us now. It was like, no, we need to go back to Egypt. At least we had food back there. At least we had this. But they were not grateful. One of the quickest ways to miss God's blessing is to be unappreciative and ungrateful. They decided that they would fail even before they even got started. They started even from the beginning when they got to the Red Sea. Holly and Pharaoh on their track and mountains on both sides. And they looked at the Red Sea and they're like, Moses, you got us out here in this wilderness. Hallelujah. And they begin to complain and they begin to murmur. We're talking about the mindset, a wilderness mindset of people thinking that their past and their present negatively affects their future or ruins their future. Let's go to Numbers 21, 4 and 5. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient, depressed, much discouraged because of the trials of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out here in, from out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? That you see, they always revert back to Egypt in the wilderness. You got some people, they always revert back. You know, back in the day when I lived here and I did this and I had that. Some people, their minds still stuck in the past. It's called arrested development. Some people still stuck. They can't even get to where some people are 40 years old still acting like they're 20. You got people 60 years old acting and thinking and acting like they're 25 and 30 and 35. You got some people 70 and 80 years old thinking and acting like they're 30 and 40. Hallelujah. Stuck in the past. Can't get past that past. Hallelujah. We see here, like I said before, they had a lack of gratitude and they were unthankful. They could not stop thinking about where they had came from and where they were. They were allowing the circumstances of the present time, what they went through in the past, to keep them from seeing that God has a positive future for them. And Caleb and Joshua came back with a positive report, and God used them to say, it's a beautiful land, milk and honey. I mean, you know, vegetation is beautiful, to encourage them. And Caleb and Joshua said, we can do this. You got to get in God and said, "Through I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do this. God has made a promise to me. And regardless of what's going on in my life right now, if I have eyes of faith, for I walk by faith and not by sight. If I have eyes of faith, I'm going to get to where God wants me to be. Yes, it's uncomfortable now. Yes, it's not what I think it should be. But if God gave you a promise, stand on that promise. It is God's responsibility to bring it to pass, but it's our responsibility to obey him in the midst. They could not see beyond the past or the present because of the circumstances at that time. How many of you are looking at your circumstances? How many of you are looking at your marriage right now saying it don't look good? Things are going on between me and my spouse. How many of you are looking at your family, looking at your children? Hallelujah, doing knucklehead things. How many of you looking at your finances? You're looking at your job and said, you know, I'm just not making enough right now. I'm here to encourage you. If God has given you a promise concerning your marriage, if God has given you a promise concerning your children and your family, if God has given you a promise concerning your finances, stand on the word of God. Obey God in the season that you're in. Don't let the past, hallelujah, being without or being lacking, or you felt it was more comfortable. Because you got some people to get saved, they'll come from the world and they get saved and they start dealing with stuff. They're like, you know, I should go back in the world. Things are better in the world. That's a trick from the devil. It's a lie from the devil. Straight from the devil. I promise you, you go back, it won't be as good as you thought. Hallelujah. But stay focused on God. If God gave you a promise, stand on the promise of God. Throughout Genesis and Revelations, we see that God honored his promise to people who stood in faith. He honored his word. Hallelujah. He honored his word. Hallelujah. That's people that obeyed him and stood in faith. In conclusion, this is what I want to say To those of you with the mindset, you're still looking at your past and you're looking at your present, and them two together, it makes the future look hopeless. You got to have an attitude of gratitude and be thankful. Lift your hands and give God praise right where you are. Say, God, it's not comfortable, but I thank you. God, it don't feel good, but I thank you. But I thank you, God, because you gave me a promise, and you're God Almighty, and you're sovereign, and you're all powerful. And you know, God, how to bring me through this. Give me the grace to go through this. Give me the grace to stand. I was talking to a loved one the other day, and they got some negative news concerning their present situation, and they've been through a bad past, and the present situation wasn't looking good. And so, God, we prayed, and I asked some prayer warriors, stand with me in prayer, that God would do what he needs to do in this situation. And God turned that thing around overnight. And the person called me and said to me, they said, when I got the news, they said, I was very disappointed. I was hurt. But this is what they said. They said to God, they said, God, I'm hurt. I would like to be able to, you know, see a loved one of mine, a family member of mine. But if you're allowing this for a reason, for me to be in this position and this location for a while, then God, give me the strength to stand. Give me the grace to stand. See, that's words of faith. You tell God how you feel, but you come back. But if I'm in this, if you want me here for a little while longer, this is what they said, then give me the grace to stand. And the next day, they got the news that the paperwork and everything got in order, and God moved in the situation. That's what God was waiting for that person. Me and this person talked, they normally would have been complaining, they would have probably been cussing, but they said, yes, God, I'm hurt, I'm disappointed, and we can tell God that. I want to see some family members, but if you're allowing this for me to be here a little while longer for a reason, give me the grace to stand. Sometimes we're going to have to ask God for the grace to stand. Not sometimes. Let me take that back. All the time. We need the grace of God to stand during our situations, stand during our trials, stand during our tests. And while we're standing, he's working on us. So I want to encourage those of you watching this morning. We talked this morning about the wilderness mindset. The mindset of the past and the present is hindering the future. Because my past was a certain way and all this happened, and now my circumstances right now is just horrible, then I don't believe that some people say, I don't believe it's going to get better. I don't believe the future that God told me will come to pass. But I'm here to tell you that's a trick and a lie from Satan. I'm here to encourage you to stand on the word of God, give God praise, take a godly look at all the possibilities of the future that God is doing. He's preparing you. He's preparing you. Stand in God's word. Stand on God's word. Quit looking at the circumstances. Get your eyes off the negative stuff and get your eyes on, okay, you know, I see God through this. This can happen. I see God that this can be. And da da da. Get the eyes of faith. Get the eyes of faith. Look beyond what you see in the natural. Ask God to help you to have eyes of faith and spiritual eyes and ears so you can hear and see what the Lord is saying about your future in spite of your past and in spite of your present situation. I'm going to pray right now first for those that are not saved. I'm going to ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to draw you. God tells us in his word, no man can come to him unless he draw him. So I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to draw the listener that's not saved unto you. And I'm asking you this morning, those of you that don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all God asks for is faith in him. Faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Faith. Jesus is the door. We got to come through that door of Jesus Christ to get to God. He died on the cross for our sins. He took the penalty we should have taken, and he did it because he loved us. So to the unbeliever, I love you with the love of the Lord, and God loves you too. God loves you better than I do. God loves you better than your parents or your friends. God loves you. And if you didn't have a parent, then God, holly, is your mother and your father. Hallelujah. When man forsakes me, hallelujah, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. He's there to be your comfort, to be your strength, but you got to give your heart to him. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I'm into some stuff. Are you ready to live for God? Are you ready for a change in your life? You can't do it on your own. It's going to take the power and strength of God. All he asks is that you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, that Jesus is Lord. Confess that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross for your sins. And then repent. Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins, for I know that I'm a sinner, and I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins. And I give you my life now. I give you my heart now. Be real and be sincere and be genuine. Now, will things automatically change? No. But the difference is you have the Holy Ghost on this inside of you. If you just did this and it was real and genuine and sincere, your spirit man has been created new. It's been regenerated. You have experienced a new birth. You may say, well, I didn't feel anything. It's not about feeling, baby. It's about faith. It's about what God said. You've been made new in your spirit man. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is there to be your comfort, to be your help, to be your God. Now you can call on Jesus Christ at any time. You can cry to him. Hallelujah. You can cry out to him. You can go before him, God, and say, I don't understand. This don't feel good, because he is your Savior and your Lord. So I pray for everyone listening. Come out of that wilderness mindset. Get to the place where you're tired of going around that same mountain. Stop right now and say no more. I made up my mind. I can't keep doing this. And do the next thing. Get in the Word. Find scriptures that's going to help you renew your mind. Well, Pastor, where can I go? You can Google it. You can do your Bible on your device. You can go to devotions. The Word is everywhere. This generation of people, we're not going to have no excuse when we stand before God. Can't nobody say, well, I didn't know. All these Bibles out here and devotions, and you can get them at the grocery store, at the gas station. The Word is, God has made it that the Word of God is everywhere. Whether you agree with a certain translation, you may not, but at the same time, there are Bibles that are accurate and they're easy to understand. The English Standard Version, I love the New Living, the Amplified, the Message, all of these things, they're easy to read, and it's enough of the Word in there to help you to learn how to have a relationship with God, grow in God, mature in God. Find a Bible-based church where they teach and preach the Word of God. No church is perfect. No pastor is perfect. Pray and let God lead you. Be faithful. If God leads you there, be faithful and do what God has called you to do. But I call you out of that wilderness mindset and call you into a new, renewed mindset in God. Father, we thank and praise you for those listening and watching. We are coming out of this wilderness mindset. We're stopping right now at the mountains that we've been going around back and forth, up and down, in and out, just going around in circles. Where we've made up of our mind, we're stopping now. We're not going to keep going around the same mountain. We're going to be thankful. We're going to have an attitude of gratitude. We're going to quit murmuring and complaining. We're going to see with eyes of faith. We're going to trust you, God, and we're going to get in the Word and allow the Word of God to renew our minds. So I want to encourage you. Hallelujah, to do that. Hallelujah, we love you with the love of the Lord. I thank God for those who have been watching and listening. And I just want you to look at the screen where we have the offering information. And again, I want to thank those of you that have been giving and just really sowing. And I want to pray a blessing over you. Deuteronomy 1 and 11 talks about 1,000-fold. We know in Matthew and Luke, it talks about the 30, 60, and 100-fold. But I want to decree and declare over those of you that's been giving and giving today, I want to decree and declare that God bless you over and above with abundance, and bless you not only with 30, 60, and 100, but bless you with 1,000-fold return because of your seed of sowing into life in the Word, teaching all nations broadcast. May God open doors that have been shut. May he give you favor. Hallelujah. Even among your enemies, may he move on your job and touch the heart of that supervisor. May I call for promotions and bonuses and raises for you, my brother and my sister, to those that are giving and watching. May God bless you richly, not only financially, but spiritually. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. We see you again next Sunday. We're winding up with the mindset. Hallelujah. And we're going to go into our next series. I'm so excited about it. Healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. We see the fruit, but what's the root? We want to get to the root of what's going on the inside of you. We thank you and God bless you. See you next Sunday.
Tell me, what do you do when you've done all you can? Feeling like it's never enough. Tell me, what do you say when friends turn away, you're all alone, all alone. Passing my reminders.
Tell me, what do you give when you've given your all? Seem like it's never enough. Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You stand. Watch the Lord bring you through after you've done all you can. You just done all you can. Mm-hmm. Whoa! after you're not all you can, oh my, my. Ooh, after you've done all you can, you paid all your monies and you paid all your bills. Seems like nothing helps and nothing else will. When you ran out of friends and things to try, lift up your head and know God is standing by. Square your shoulders, lift up your head. Know that everything God said he will do, it's coming your way. So stand, stand. Somebody needs to stand. Oh, oh. Stand. One more day, one more hour. Stand right where you are. Oh, God's gonna see you through. God's gonna give you power. Stand. Oh, oh yeah. After you've done all you can, after you've done all you can, you just, oh, 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 oh yeah, oh, my, my. You just stand.
Pastor Marvin Wyman.
Pastor Donnie McClurk.
Thank you for watching the Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis, which airs every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. on Facebook Live, on the Life in the Word Ministries page, on YouTube at Life in the Word, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also on KBCNTV.com. Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis is brought to you by Life in the Word Ministries. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.litwpministries.org. Remember to watch and spread the word of Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis.